Chapter 6. An Unpleasant Surprise. When Phileas Fogg left the train station, a policeman stopped him. "Are you Phileas Fogg?" he asked. "Yes," replied the Englishman. "And is this man your servant?" "Yes." "Please come with me," ordered the policeman. Fogg did not argue. He was an Englishman and respected the law. "Can the young lady come with us?" he asked. "Of course." A few minutes later, Fogg and his two companions were in a courtroom. When three Indian priests came in, Fogg thought they had problems because of Aouda. However, the priests accused Passepartout of a serious crime, entering the Temple of Malabar in Bombay wearing shoes. Passepartout and his master had forgotten about the incident. "Do you admit these facts?" asked the judge. "Yes," replied Fogg calmly. "I sentence your servant to 15 days in prison and a fine of £300. Since you are responsible for your servant, I sentence you to a week in prison and a fine of £150. Detective Fix was sitting in a corner of the courtroom. He was content. This gave time for the warrant to arrive. Passepartout was shocked, but Phileas Fogg looked as calm as always. "I can pay bail," he said. Fix held his breath. £1,000 each," said the judge. "I'll pay immediately." Phileas Fogg took some banknotes out of his bag and paid the money. "In that case, you can go," said the judge. Detective Fix was shocked. He had not got the arrest warrant, and now Fogg was free to go again. Fix decided to follow Fogg, Passepartout, and Aouda. They left Calcutta for Hong Kong on the Rangoon. This ship was as fast as the Mongolia. On the ship, Phileas Fogg went to see Aouda every day. She talked about her life and he listened. When he listened, his face showed no feeling or expression, but Aouda accepted him as he was. After all, this was the man who saved her life.